This is a continuation of the interview with Dorothy Voruz on May 7th, 2003. I think we ended our last conversation with your explanation about a game played when you were a freshman at LeGrand High School called Kickpin.
Oh, yes.
And I'd never heard of that game before, and you gave me a good description of how to play it. Did you play this just during the spring season? Or was
yes.
it a year-round game?
Well, it could be, but it was just one, just like when you're going to high school, you play basketball, you play track, mm-hmm. you play, and kickpin was just one of the sports that we
and
played.
Do I remember correctly that you played it only intramurally? You didn't play with other schools?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
No. We
Would
didn't
you play
get to
once
do
or
that.
Twice a week? With
it was them? Played... During the year, and just like when you play basketball, mm-hmm. you start here, and you play and play and play, and then when everyone has played, you stop, you start another sport.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Now, what were we talking about?
Well, about playing
the sports.
Sport with the other classes at LeGrand High School.
It was just classes.
Mm-hmm. Was it a popular enough activity that you'd have spectators often?
No. Just your class.
I see.
The members of the high school.
Mm-hmm. And exactly where was the baseball field at that time? Behind the high school, where the
yes.
middle school field is now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was our playfield.
Did that serve as both a baseball field and a football field?
Football. Mm-hmm. Track.
Were there bleachers there?
Some.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There aren't many there now.
Mm-hmm. By the way, did anybody that you recall say anything about Blue Mountain University having been on that field?
Oh, yes.
What do you remember hearing about it?
I just remember it was there. I never saw it.
No,
never.
No, it came down, I think, not too long after it was built.
Right.
But were there any stories about what the course of instruction was like there, or the
no.
instructors?
If I heard it, I don't. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay enough attention.
Mm-hmm. You've seen pictures of it, of
oh,
course.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's strange to me because it appears to have been a pretty solid building.
I know it.
Rather expensive, I would have thought.
At that time.
Yes, and I believe it was entirely privately funded.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It wasn't through the school district at all. Was it?
If there even was a school district at that time.
Now listen, there was a school district. Oh dear. Of course, I wasn't connected with them,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know too much about
mm-hmm.
them.
You also played basketball.
Yes.
And I imagine that there were more spectators usually for basketball than for baseball or a kickpin.
Yes. We played in the... See, at that time, the school had burned.
Yes, the third floor, anyway. Or
yes, the top floor,
yes.
third floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the boys, the school district rented the LDS
It was in...
The gymnasium.
Gym and
yeah.
social hall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the boys played basketball. But the girls, we had... the gymnasium that was in the high school, and it was very small, and we had to go downstairs, and we had the main floor, and we had the bleachers on each side.
Mm-hmm.
The seniors sat on one side, the juniors sat on the other side, and we had a balcony. And the freshmen had one balcony and the sophomores had the other.
Why do you think it was divided up that way?
So we'd each have a place to call our own. Hmm. There was no particular reason. But, the girls didn't get to play down in the big gym.
Well, I wondered about that. At that time, there wasn't as much emphasis on equal
girls.
Opportunity, especially in athletics, for boys and girls. So were you always sort of the leftovers as far as space and time and
but
audience was
concerned? But we never felt that way.
You didn't?
No, I never did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was glad we had a place to play.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you have a female coach?
Oh, yes. Believe it or not.
Well, why not?
Why not? We had our PE teacher was the one that was in charge of everything, and then she would select different girls to be the head of each sport.
Mm-hmm. Describe the uniforms you wore.
We didn't have anything in particular.
You didn't use street clothes, surely?
No. I had it was one piece. And it came down here. Here and here.
The upper part of your thigh.
Well, it came here and I rolled it up.
Was it the lower part shaped like shorts, short pants?
Well, it was more like the bloomers.
Bloomers. Well, I wasn't going to use that word, but you did, so
all
yes.
All right, so we can both use it.
So how, for those who might not know, how did bloomers differ from shorts?
They were tight. They had rubber around the bottom.
Fuller?
Yes.
So the material was gathered by the elastic and
around the top, around the leg.
Yes, yes. I suppose it was considered important to have a tight fit.
Well, mine weren't tight.
I mean, for reasons of modesty.
Well, I suppose so, but I never thought of such thing. I was just glad to have. My gym suit.
Had you bought it?
Oh, yes. It was not school.
Who sold athletic uniforms and other equipment in La Grande at that time?
Oh, glory. I don't think we had. There might have been in equipment, but...
Might you go to Montgomery Ward for that sort of thing?
You could have.
Or Penny's?
Eddie's were here, so was Montgomery Ward. But you had to have money to buy it.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, what?
You didn't buy it.
And you didn't play?
Oh, no. The school furnished the ball, the equipment, the sports equipment.
But I mean the uniforms. If you could.
We didn't have uniforms as such.
Oh.
You
well.
Wore what you had.
So everybody wore something a little different?
Yes, right.
Oh. But did everywhere, all the girls wear bloomers of some kind?
Oh, I think some of them wore shorts.
Huh.
But, and I don't even know where I got my outfit.
Hmm.
I have no idea.
But
that's too long ago to remember.
No. Some things stick and some things don't.
I'm lucky to have it, that's all.
Did you have the money, or did your parents give you the money to buy such things?
If I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And where my mother got the money, I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
If I needed it, I would mention it to her, and she would see that I got it.
Mm-hmm. You won several awards for your athletic activities while you were in high school.
Yes.
Do you think that you were good at athletics simply because that was part of your given nature, temperament, and body, or was it largely because of the kind of coaching or instruction you had?
My whole family loves sports. My father was a pitcher for, I believe it was the Eagles.
Was that a semi-pro team?
No, it was just the Eagles had a team.
Oh, the Eagles fraternal organization.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I was the first one in the family. And I just love sports. And not only did I play it, but I was, well, I hate to say leader.
There's nothing wrong with being a leader, as far as I can tell.
Well, I always, well, I guess it was. But, and then my brother came along, and Norman, and he was 4 years younger than I, and he was very good in sports. In fact, one time I was in California, and he got an award for his leadership in sports at Hemet, California. And then 18 years, when I was 18 years old, I had a little brother. And he too, he was athletic all the way. And I know he got the Barrett Trophy. That's when the high school was giving it. That for outstanding athlete for the senior class. And my son, who's just 5 years younger than he, oh, he wanted that trophy too. And he got it. So our whole family was interested in sports.
You were in high school from 1933 to 1937, weren't you?
Yes, I graduated in 1937.
And this, of course, was at the time of the Depression.
Oh, amen.
So everybody was hurting. Could you tell me what role or what were some of the indications of the popularity of sports, both for school students and for adults in Union County at that time? How prominent was athletic activity, and what were some of the forms it took?
Well, as far as the town is concerned, all my athletic sports were in the high school. And then in the summertime, I played softball in the city.
Don't limit your thinking here just to what you did.
Okay.
Think a little more broadly, if you could, of what you remember seeing about or of athletic activity in the town as a whole, or even outside in the county.
Boy, I'm blank, because we didn't participate, of course. My family didn't, except my dad played baseball.
You said he was a pitcher.
He's a pitcher.
Okay, that's an important contribution.
Which brings to mind, we didn't go many places when I was young. And we went up to, you know where Meacham is? And the park just beyond, on the left-hand side, Immigrant Springs.
Oh, yes.
And my dad went up there, and my family went, and he pitched. I don't know how many games were there. I don't remember anything like that. But I was so excited, because I had been all over Oregon. And that's as far as I was. you see, I didn't travel much when I was little.
What do you mean when you said I've been all over?
I thought I had been all over Oregon.
I see.
Then when I was a senior in high school.
Did that largely mean Union County?
Well, that was, yes, it could have, but that's about all. Because LaGrande, I just stayed mostly in LaGrande. Then when I was a senior in high school, I had a very dear friend who was, she was president of the Girls League. And I don't know what committee I was on for her, but we went to Yakima. And I thought I'd been all over the United States. Now, isn't that? See, my traveling was limited.
Yes.
When I was young.
And you weren't alone in that, of course, were you?
No, no, of course not.
So, in that sense, it was normal not to travel much.
Well, yeah. And we only had one car.
And not.
And my dad took it.
And not a lot of money to spend on trips.
Nor to get gas or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. No. But you know, I was never aware that we were poor.
Mm-hmm.
I know that now.
As we say, it's all in what you're used to.
That's right. I was just glad for anything I got to do.
Uh-huh. What I'm wondering then is, from your point of view at the time, the years you were in high school, was athletic activity a major interest of many people around here or not?
Well, it certainly was mine. And the girls with whom I ran around. We were all.
I should think you would have been aware, though, of whether there were many other people in the town, young people and adults, who were enthusiastic about sports.
Well, we had baseball teams in the summertime, and it made up of people from LaGrande, young people from LaGrande. But I don't remember, and I won't say that they weren't there. But I don't remember attending adults. There could have been, but I didn't.
I'm following this up because you said you were so interested in sports activity that I thought perhaps your ear would be tuned and your eyes be peeled for anything that was going on athletically.
If I could play.
Some people bowled at that time, I suppose, didn't they?
Well, we had that bowling alley. Do you know where the bowling alley is?
I don't think I do.
Oh, my goodness. In fact, when I started going down to bowl, if my dad had known that I was going down in that hole, he would have curled up. Well,
too many bad influences, you mean?
Well, when I was growing up, it was a den of inequity.
Truly. You mean beer and lascivious behavior? Smoking?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. The young people did.
Where was this hole?
Okay, I was trying to tell you. It was across from Glory B. I want to say across from Bowman Camps, and you had, and there's a little restaurant there now, and you had to go down some steps down into the bowling alley.
Well, I think I know where you mean. It's been used for a variety of purposes until very recently.
I don't know if it's even being used now.
At the moment, I think it isn't.
Probably not. Mm-hmm. Only had like four lanes or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you go down there despite your father's cautions?
Well, when I went down there, I went on, of course, on my own. But and by that time, my father had left the family.
Oh.
So that.
Mm-hmm. So you were on your own.
Yes.
Ideas about how you should behave.
That's right.
I see. Well, could you describe a little more of what it looked like there?
What, the bowling alley?
The bowling alley.
Oh my.
I know what bowling alleys look like, but this might have had some unusual, distinctive features.
Well, we went down the steps and turned to the left,
mm-hmm.
and we went in. And then went right on down towards the end. And the bowling alleys went that way from the
north to south, maybe?
Yes. I guess that would be it.
Oh, okay.
And the front part was towards Adams.
Uh-huh.
And they had, a big, shoot pool.
Cue?
They had a pool. Table.
Oh,
down there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I never tried to shoot pool. Mm-hmm. I went for bowling. Mm-hmm. So, I did.
What kind of characters did you see there?
I never did see anything out of the ordinary there. Uh-uh. What was the Shepherds owned the bowling alley at that time. They were lovely people, young people.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I never did see anything out of the ordinary down there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd heard a lot of it before we started going down there, but I never saw it. Maybe I didn't know what to look for.
Or maybe you didn't go at the right time of day or night.
That could have been. I just went when they bowled.
Now, at that time, bowling alleys didn't have automatic pin setters.
Oh, heavens no.
How did the pins get set?
Boys down at the end.
Mm-hmm.
When you throw the ball down. And when you threw the second ball, they had boys down there that would set them up.
Mm-hmm. Parenthetically, I'll tell you, I did that.
Did you really?
Yes. Terrible job.
Oh. Ugh. You had a little something to go by.
A little wooden or metal triangular frame, yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Otherwise, it was hard to get the pins to stand up.
I'll be darned. Well, I didn't know what. I never tried it, so I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't think girls ever were hired for jobs like that.
Oh, I don't think so.
And you paid by the game, I suppose?
Yes. I have no idea what the
price. Maybe a quarter?
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know it wasn't much.
Mm-hmm.
Played.
Were there some other girls who bowled, too?
Oh, yes. I had friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking now of when I came back in 52. In high school, I don't remember bowling much.
Mm-hmm.
I was so involved in the sports in the high school, I didn't have outside activities.
Was it called Shepherd's Bowling Alley, you think?
No. Bowling alley is all I know.
LeGrand Bowling Alley?
Mm-hmm.
How many years do you think it was there?
I have no idea.
Okay. Well, enough of that. Bowling is not a terribly rewarding subject to talk about, usually, I think.
Oh, I like it.
Back to school, I have a note here that says that at least in your sophomore year, and then after that, you were either on the honor roll or both in the honor society.
Uh-huh.
So was this based entirely on grades?
No, not mine. Your high school activities counted. if you were active in different...
All-around student?
An all-around student.
That looking for?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did this include any kind of community service?
No.
Just what you did in school?
Just what I did in school.
What else besides athletics and course performance and courses?
For the Honor Society?
Yeah.
I think that was the main thing.
I wondered if there was anything about helping other people in some way.
No.
No. Character? Teacher's assessment of your character?
I would think so. Because they would recommend.
Were they looking for leadership qualities, do you suspect?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's what... it was an all-around student.
I don't suppose... anybody would get into the Honor Society who caused discipline problems.
Oh, no.
So that was another consideration.
Yeah, right.
They used to call it deportment.
That's right. Yeah.
You deported yourself well always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were a polite girl.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You caused no trouble.
Probably seemed mature for your age.
I never thought of that, but that probably was one of them.
If you were on the honor roll and in the Honor Society, I should think that you would have heard from other adults in the school what they thought of you in one way or another.
You mean now the teachers?
Yeah. The teachers principally, and the principal, and anybody else who worked in the school. Secretaries had opinions too, certainly.
Yes, and I was one of them.
I know. That's why I mentioned it.
Oh, dear. I never gave that a thought.
Okay.
I just tried to behave myself and tried to lead whenever I could.
Was this honor just dropped on you, or did you in some way have to apply for it?
For Honor Society?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't. I was so shocked when I was put on the Honor Society, or in the Honor Society. I never gave it a thought.
What does it mean to be on the permanent honor roll rather than the honor roll for each semester or each period of time?
I think when you say permanent, every year I was on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I said permanent because in your list that you gave me here, you wrote permanent honor roll.
Did I? Well, I was always on the honor roll.
Okay, so that amounted to permanence.
That's why I put permanent.
Sure.
And one of the reasons I was on the honor roll is because of my leadership in athletics.
Mm-hmm. As you think back at those 4 years at LeGrand High School, I'm sure you had certain teachers that appealed to you more than others. Were there some ways in which the kind of instruction you had in whatever subjects you were taking stand out in your mind as either outstandingly good or outstandingly poor?
Oh, I don't think I ever had a poor teacher. My favorite teacher, I had two favorite teachers. Now there, I've had a senior moment.
Well, it doesn't matter what their names are.
Oh, really? My shorthand and typing teacher.
Oh, yes.
Shorthand typer teacher.
One of the reasons I mentioned this is that in Pat Fitzgerald's discussion of his experiences at LeGrand High School, one of the teachers that he remembered the most, especially in civics, were the ones that involved students in forming their opinions and defending their opinions on various important subjects. For him, anyway, that was quite different from what most teachers did.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Most teachers probably tended to lecture more than have students discuss anything. So that's the sort of thing I was wondering about, whether you recall from that period of LeGrand High School, whether there were some teachers who had methods of teaching that really involved students more actively than others.
you call it? I had one teacher that, Ira Woody, he was the boys' athletic coach. Mm-hmm. And I liked him. But one time, he would come in and give us our assignment.
What else did he teach?
Sports. He only taught math.
Math.
And then he was the coach for all sports.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a head coach,
yes,
for every sport.
Yes.
But he was all sports. And he would give us our assignment. And then he'd leave.
Oh.
Leave us in there to do our work.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty easy way to teach.
Yes. Right.
Teach in quotation marks.
Right. Question mark, too.
Yes, yes.
And I came, there were some kids sitting around me. I don't remember the kids. And we were talking. And I told two of them, I said, you're mad.
Trying to tell them
that they're, what they had done was wrong. And I was trying to tell them how to do it right. I thought I did.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was trying to tell him to do it right. And Woody came back in.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking. So he said, I know three people who are, might as well stop now because their papers are going in the wastebasket. Mine was one. So I thought, boy, I'll flunk this for sure. But I didn't. But I liked Woody. In fact, I liked all my teachers. I don't remember having a teacher that I didn't like or didn't get along with.
Mm-hmm. At that time, how did teachers dress typically?
Well, they didn't come in slacks. They didn't come in jeans.
What did they come in?
Dresses, the women,
mm-hmm.
and most of the men wore suits.
Mm-hmm. Did the women wear silk stockings?
Mm-hmm.
And men always wore ties?
Most of them. I don't recall any without.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What effect do you think that had on students?
Well, it was a good example for all of us.
Of what?
To come well, I never gave it a thought, but when you saw a teacher, you knew that they were smart and they just looked it.
Mm-hmm.
In their clothes as well as,
because certainly their dress was different from what most students'
dress
was.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, of course, never wore slacks or jeans or anything. We wore dresses.
Then you looked rather like the female teachers, didn't you?
Right.
Was it the men's clothing that was different from what other the boys in the school wore?
The boys didn't wear.
Gave them more of a feeling of authority?
I don't know that. But the boys always, well, they had pants and teeth.
They didn't wear their farm overalls.
Oh, no. Heavens.
And they didn't wear pants with holes in the knees, probably.
No.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, if we were in the wintertime, you know, we had to walk.
Yes.
Wherever. We could wear slacks to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to school, we had to take them off. We had a dress over it,
mm-hmm.
and they took our slacks off.
Mm-hmm. I don't suppose there was ever any reason given for dressing or wearing clothing that way. It was just everybody knew that's how you're supposed to dress.
That was what you're supposed to do.
Was there ever any need, as far as you can remember, of sending someone home who was dressed improperly?
I don't know anyone who had to go home.
But would that happen, do you think, if someone somehow breached the dress code?
I would not be surprised. Mm-hmm. Because we had a standard and we just followed it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what would have happened if you didn't.
Mm-hmm. What was the attitude among most students, would you say, toward the principal and maybe toward the superintendent? Did you see these, they were always men, of course, these men, did you ever see these men often?
Oh, you saw the principal all the time. The superintendent, no. They were off in that corner. But you know where that corner
was? Yeah, the superintendent had his office in the same building where the high school was.
Yes.
So it seems though there should have been opportunities to see him once in a while.
Well, I suppose you would see him. But I never gave that a thought. Mm-hmm.
What would other kids sometimes say about the principal? I don't mean about the principal's personality, but the principal's role or the influence of the principal.
The principal had a lot of had the kids respected the principal
more than the teachers.
Same as. Mm-hmm. And whenever he said something to you, you took it to heart and paid whatever he asked you to do, you did.
Do you think the principal was involved in disciplinary matters?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Now, that he didn't have a rubber hose that when he took the boys down in the furnace room, did he?
No, that was Mr.
He might lose that one anyway if he tried it with some of the boys.
Oh, boy. That was Mr. Wilkinson at Greenwood School that had the rubber hose.
Yes, yes. So by the time the kids got into high school, what were the disciplinary measures that the principal might hand out?
Glory be. About the only thing I can think, you made up time after school. Because when I was a secretary in the high school, I used to, school was out at 3 o'clock, mm-hmm. 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And then that teacher would go home and the teacher would bring students down to my office and I had to babysit them. Mm-hmm. Because the teacher either had other obligations, mm-hmm. or wasn't around.
In some high schools there was a study hall.
Oh, yes.
And there could be detentions in the study hall after school ended.
Yeah, I suppose. I skipped school once. I think I told you that.
Yeah. And I hid under the bleachers for
a
short time.
Under the bleachers.
Yeah. That got old in a hurry, huh?
Oh, I hated that.
Yes.
And so I went back, and it was study hall that I skipped, not a class.
Yeah. But there was a room called a study hall.
Yes. It was, and it was a big one.
Yes. And presumably if you had one period a day when you weren't taking a subject, that's where you went.
That's where you went.
Supposedly you studied there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I think in many study halls, though, not a lot of studying went on.
Well, I really don't know.
Well, you were such a good girl, you probably wouldn't know about some of these things.
Well, I don't know that I was such a good girl.
That
but
sounds to me as though you were.
I wouldn't go against...
Follow all the rules.
Right.
Except once.
That once. Yes. And I never did it again.
How about a school nurse or someone in the building who could handle emergency illnesses or perhaps provide information about health matters to students. Was there such a person at LeGrand High School?
I remember having a student nurse at elementary. Not every day.
Yeah. At high school? Was there a nurse's office?
No. Oh. I don't remember one. I wouldn't say there was one.
Was there any opportunity while you were at LeGrand High School for learning about sex education?
Oh, heavens no. That was a subject you didn't think about, let alone talk.
Huh. You mean supposedly you didn't think about it?
Right. I wouldn't know what the boys talked about. But we girls, that was the least of...
Did you take a biology course?
Yes.
Was it included in there?
I certainly don't remember, not sex. Mm-hmm.
Did you study the reproductive processes of plants?
Yes.
Cats? If not cats, then probably not humans.
Well, no.
So was sex taboo, both talking about it and doing it in high school?
Oh, when I was growing up, yeah. At least with those with whom I ran around, we never talked about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what those who didn't run around with me, what they talked about.
Can you explain why that subject was so secretive in that period?
I had no idea. We just never talked about it. I don't know why. We knew about what was going on, but we never talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I never did.
I suppose at the time, the only possible means of exposure to sexual activities, other than what someone might accidentally witness now and then, would have been some of the magazines like True Story or True Romance, or maybe some pornographic books that were passed around.
Oh, I would never have known anything about those. McCall's was another magazine that I would look at.
McCall's wasn't very racy.
No.
But True Story was being published at that time, I'm pretty sure, and that's where you could come close to fairly explicit talk about sex.
But,
of course,
I didn't have time to read things like that.
And in the movies at the time, there were at least three theaters going in LeGrand, weren't there then?
Yes.
And, of course, the movies in the 1930s were pretty well censored.
Right.
If there were married people in their bedroom, they were always in twin beds.
Oh,
so,
yes.
And probably 1 foot on the floor.
That's about right.
Yeah.
No.
As far as media were concerned, there weren't very many media, for one thing, and then for another, there was so much censorship from the source, so that there weren't very many opportunities to be exposed to such ideas.
That's right.
I suppose that would help to explain why people didn't feel too much of an urge to talk about it, even if they knew about it.
Oh, I'm sure that they knew about it. I suppose I knew about it, but...
As you look back on those conditions, so far as facts of life are concerned, do you regard that as a benefit to your growing up? Or is there any sort of downside to that?
Well, that was the least of my worries.
Well, I mean now, as you look back on it now. We all have opinions about how we were raised, the conditions in which we were raised, and whether those conditions were healthy and beneficial, or whether we regret some aspects of them.
I don't remember regretting anything that I grew up with. And I never questioned adults. If they told me something, I accepted it as truth. I never questioned it. They were adults and they knew more about it than I did. Right or wrong?
Okay. I wanted to ask you about skiing, since we were talking about athletics. There was certainly some skiing going on during that period, that toll gate, for example. Or was that something you didn't participate in or know anything about?
Well, I didn't have skis in the first place. And I only went when I was in the eighth grade. I remember going skiing once. We had a contest between the boys and the girls. And the boys lost. And so they furnished the refreshments. And
was this skiing down hills in Le Grand?
Yeah. Up on the Table Mountain.
Really? Tell me more about where that was. What was there?
Just nothing. It was just the mountain up there, but it was...
Did you go up through Ladd Canyon or Mill Canyon?
Back of the... where the hospital is. Mm-hmm. And up towards Table Mountain. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of skis did you use?
I had to borrow skis from the boys,
because
I didn't have skis.
What did they look like?
I don't know.
Were they wood?
Oh, yes.
Leather binding or leather strap?
They must have been. I really don't remember. I know that's the only time I went skiing. And I ran into a tree. And that was the end of it. I didn't get hurt, but I knew I wasn't a skier.
Well, if you hadn't had any instruction and very little practice,
no,
of course you weren't.
Nothing.
Were you noticing anything about other people in Le Grand, how much attracted to skiing they were, or how often they went?
No. I didn't run around with anyone who was a skier.
Okay, back to what you were doing in high school. When you were a junior, you were the editor, as you were also when you were a senior, of Tiger Highlights. Is that the school newspaper?
Uh-huh.
Can you remember some of the responsibilities you had in that role?
She must be mowing my lawn. Don't you hear that? Mm-hmm.
Tiger highlights, your responsibilities.
I had one boy who was in my class, and he liked to write editorials. So I gave him that privilege. So I didn't even write editorials for the Tiger Highlights. Mm. But I would sit down and write the different activities that had occurred, and then
you mean
give other people
school activities that needed to be reported.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then when those came in, then it was my responsibility to place them on them so that they would work, fit.
We call it layout.
Okay, layout. And see that I had enough material.
Did you have to check all the articles for clarity and correctness?
I read them, but I don't know if I ever corrected any of them.
Well, there must have been lots of errors that got published then.
Yes, I wouldn't be surprised.
Did that increase your pride in your job?
Well, we were just... No, I don't know. I got it the senior year, too, so I...
Somebody liked what you were doing?
Evidently, someone did.
Was this a weekly?
Oh, I don't
know. Or monthly?
Month more. Uh-huh. I remember one time... we worked in the evenings after school, and we got locked in. And so we went into the study hall, and we found a window that was unlocked, or we unlocked it, and that's how we got out. Mm-hmm. And then we went and called the principal. Mm-hmm. I guess it was the principal. We called someone, mm-hmm. and they came over and locked up.
Over the 2 years, what reactions did you get to the newspaper?
I never had any bad reports, at least to me personally.
Why did you think it was worth spending your time on?
I know it all. I never gave it a thought, I guess. I was glad to be the editor and did my best, both years.
How did you duplicate it?
We had it printed. We didn't have to print it.
At a downtown print shop?
Which was good.
Yes. How did you manage circulation?
It was printed in the Observer. I mean, it went out with the Observer.
You mean an enclosure with the Observer? So that every Observer customer got a copy? Really? Isn't that unusual for a high school newspaper?
Well, that's the only way we had of getting it out.
Well, you could just do it within the school. Often that's considered to be enough.
Well, we send it out in the newspaper.
In that case, somebody must have had the idea that the newspaper would be an important way for communicating what was going on in the school with the community.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I never gave that a thought. Never.
You took it for granted because it had been done previously,
yeah,
I suppose.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a... Well, I suppose you didn't have to think about the budget.
No.
Because often that's a responsibility of editors. A good thing, too, because if you're going to be an editor, you really need to know, what it's costing and how much.
Yeah.
Did you try to get advertising to help pay for it?
We had advertising, yes, but we had the business manager was the one who went got mm-hmm. down and got the people to mm-hmm. help subscribe.
How difficult was it to get other students to help with it?
I don't recall that it was. We always had people who were willing to write mm-hmm. for us. Mm-hmm. And we missed the articles we wanted to be written.
Mm-hmm. I suppose you made sure that there was plenty of coverage of athletics.
Oh, sure.
Were you tempted to write some of those articles yourself?
I don't recall that I...
You could have, surely. If you'd gone to a basketball game, you could have described it well, couldn't you?
I would hope so, but time you get all the articles out that you want and get it to people, and get them back, you don't have time to do a lot of writing yourself. And as I say, I had Wallace McCaffrey, who did the... He liked to write, and mm-hmm. he did my editorials for me. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Did he discuss the subjects with you before he wrote them?
No.
Did he ever express an opinion in an editorial that you disagreed with?
I don't think so.
What did he discuss, or did he write editorials about very bland subjects, not controversial?
I don't remember. Mm-hmm. I don't. He was so good, I didn't pay that much attention, I guess.
Just proud to have him on your staff.
Absolutely.
Huh? Yeah, that's good. You mentioned that when you were a senior, another thing you did was to be part, in some way, a part of the student police.
Oh.
Now, with what you've said before, I would have thought no police activity of any kind would be necessary at LeGrand High School.
No. The student police, we went to all the games, we took the tickets, but that's what we were called.
Oh.
So, we didn't police anything.
Had nothing to do with keeping order, then?
No.
Okay. That is strange, that term.
Yes.
For ticket takers.
That's what we were.
Why would you want to do that when you were so busy with other things?
Well, that was in the evening, and I wanted to go to the games.
I see. So you just do that for 15 or 20 minutes, and then you were done, and you could watch the game, huh?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, we're getting up to the time after you graduated on June 2nd, 1937. By the way, that seems to me, for the times, like a very early date to be finishing school. Do you think that would have been because quite a number of the students worked on farms and they were needed early in June?
Well, that was about the regular time we got out.
It certainly wasn't in other parts of it.
A week later. But we graduated the week before.
Schools in other part of the country at that time were getting out considerably later than that. So I wonder whether...
Well, they do now, my goodness.
Yeah.
Down in Parton, my kids don't get out till the 20th or something of June.
Okay. I thought there might be some connection with farming activity around here.
That never entered my mind.
I don't know. Because certainly kids from farms were coming to LeBrand High School, weren't they?
Yes. They either had to walk or their parents had to bring them, and we had no school buses.
Mm-hmm. Shortly after you graduated, you were working in a doctor's office, two
yes.
doctors.
Uh-huh.
Why did you try to do that kind of work?
Well,
as opposed to whatever other kinds of work you might have been able to do around here.
I had a girlfriend who had worked there, and she was quitting to go someplace else.
Would
to
you
work.
Give the doctor's names?
Moore.
What was the first name, do you remember? A man.
Yeah.
There were no female doctors.
No. Oh, heavens, no. And
although
Eugene
was there,
Moon
wasn't there
was
a Dr. Engel?
Yes, he was in the same building.
A woman, weren't
there? Oh, yes, there was a Dr. Engel.
I think she's the only one I've heard of from older times.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether she was an M.D. or some other kind of doctor.
I don't know either.
But that was quite unusual, wasn't
uh-huh.
it?
They had their offices in the SAC Annex.
Mm-hmm. Many doctors had offices there, did
right.
they not?
Mm-hmm. And I got $1 a day.
What was the nature of your work?
I was at the reception desk,
mm-hmm.
and I kept track of the people who came in and mm-hmm. for which doctor and things of that nature.
And again, why did you want to do that kind of work?
It was the only job that I could find at the time.
How did you find it?
This friend of mine who was working there, and she was quitting, and so she recommended to them that I take over, and I did.
I guess it was strictly office work. You didn't
yes.
get
oh, no.
work in connection with the doctor's
no.
actual
no, no, no.
work.
It was just a secretarial work.
Was there an office nurse, someone who did help the doctors? No?
Well, Dr. Moore's wife worked there, but she wasn't a nurse.
Mm-hmm. But having worked in that office, I should think you would have gotten a pretty good sense of what it was like to have a medical practice at that time. You observed what was going on.
Sure,
you?
Sure.
I don't mean that you sat in on
no,
exams.
No, no.
Tell me more, if you could, about the nature of the practice, the amount of time that doctors spent with patients, what they seemed to be doing for the people, anything else you might have heard, overheard from patients?
Well, I never heard anything derogatory about either doctor from the patients.
Did you hear something complimentary occasionally?
I don't remember that either.
Was the waiting room where you could observe the patients?
Oh, yes. You came up on the third floor, and you went in our office. My desk sat here, and then there was a big room.
Waiting room.
Waiting room. Mm-hmm. So,
could you tell how the doctors were acting toward the patients?
No. Because I was never back where the doctors were.
Okay. How did the patients know when they were supposed to go into the doctor's room? Would he come out and summon people by name?
I think so, because I don't remember sending him in.
Miss Voros, would you may come in now?
Yeah,
something
right.
Like that?
Yeah, it could be. I just don't remember.
What did it smell like in there? Smell medicines, pills, and lotions, and such. Antiseptic.
Antiseptic. Well, the room was so large that you didn't get too much of the smell from the doctor's section because they were in the back.
Did you ever go back there and look at their equipment?
No.
I mean, after hour or. After they'd left?
No. Nope, that wasn't my part. Mm-hmm. I stuck to mine.
What sorts of office skills do you think you acquired during that time? This was your first paid office job?
Office job. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What skills do you think you acquired?
Of course, you're typing, of course.
Which you'd learned in high school.
Yes.
Along with shorthand.
Right.
Did you do bookkeeping too in high school?
Yes.
Okay. So you were drawing on that knowledge, those skills.
Right.
When you took this job.
Right.
Yeah.
I did any